We're holding at Sadi Dalam. We're holding like six lines up from the bottom. Hanu Trey story to also look at made the Rabbi Yosef. So there are two stories presented. Again, there was two people claiming that they bought the same field, and both had shtaris. So now Nisan can mean earlier in Nisan. On the other hand, Nisan can mean the end of the month. So Rav Yosef awarded the field to the one that says Chamisha ben Nisan, says the fifth. Amalei idoch, but not absent. Why should I lose? Amalei at yotchal atatayno. Because you have ambiguity, so you have a weaker claim. Because ema bar chavtes benisan at. So argue. Arguably, really, you bought it the last day of the month. So you bought it on the 29th of Nisan. So then, obviously, if you bought it then, you would lose. So even if that's true, so I should have a right to go back to the moicher and get reimbursed. And if the moicher doesn't have property, any property which the merchant sold after year, I have first rights to, because I gave him money during Nisan for a field which he didn't have a right to sell me because he already sold it. So I have a claim against him, his property, and any property which he sold, I have a right to collect, starting from year and onwards. So he says, Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef told the person, that the moicher can tell you at bar chad benisanat. Okay, so really, I sold you first, and the bezdin didn't award it appropriately, and that's between you and the bezdin. Leave me out of it. It wasn't my fault. Okay, some more. So my tekante. So what would this person's solution be to be able to get reimbursement from the mecher? So nitavu harsha ladadi. They should write a harsha. So harsha is a power of attorney. Literally comes to the language of giving rishus. So normally, if Reuben has a claim against Shimon, and Reuben can't come to Bezdin, so he sends Levi instead. So Shimon has a right to tell Levi, you're not my beldover, so I don't have to talk to you. He doesn't have to respond to anything that Levi said. The only way that he would have to do that, if Reuven would write a harsha to Levi, which would empower Levi to collect, so then he has to answer him. So what happens over here is, if the two lekuchos, if the other lekach would write him a harsha and say that the other lekach also had a claim against the moicher, and the other lekach said, really, maybe you own the field, and I was the one who doesn't have rights to the field. I was the one who was sold the field inappropriately, because really your star was on Alephness and mine was on Hay. So if so, I have a right to collect from the other lekach has a right to collect from the owner. The other lekach will give him a power of attorney. So now he comes to the merchant and he says, listen, if you gypped me and you sold to me in Chavtes property which you have the right to sell, so I'm here to collect my, make my claim. And if really you sold it to me an olive, means you gypped the other guy. So I'm his representative. I have a hashaw from him. So I have a claim for both sides against you. So then he's forced to reimburse it. Sakrashi, Hanotre story, bottom line, and Sadi Dalam of Ace. There's two stories of purchasing, both in the same field, and one said the fifth and this, and one said this. So Rabbi Yosef awarded to the one who said five, the fifth. Tirfa, so give me a litra of lekuchos. I want to get a document that I have a right to collect from any person who purchased other items from the moicher, starting from year, beginning of a year and onwards, Meresh Kodesh year, Shei Mocher Li Bachrayis, he sold me the Fil Bachrayis. So I have a claim against him. He owes me the money of my purchase. So Rabbi Yosef said that Yochli the Maimer, Lekuchos, the Lekuchos, which you're coming to collect from, can tell you, Ad Barchad Ben Nisanat, really you were the one who got it first, Mishtarcha Kaidim. You really were the true owner. Your star was first. Shalokadin not Lamimcha, and it was taken away from you inappropriately. So that we the Lekuchos who bought from the Moicher are not responsible for that. So my tekante the high. So what's his solution? Nichtavu harsha l'hadori. So they'll write a harsha to each other. Yivakish me'eis chaveroi. Ask. He should ask the other individual. Barchemisha benissen. The one who collected, who bought the field on the fifth. He should get a power of attorney from the other fellow with other fellow's star that he bought the field. So v'myomru loy, if the lekuchos will tell this person is coming to collect barchad benisanat. So no, you bought it on the first. So you have no loss. You're really the owner. But they took it away from you illegally. So what do you want from us? Inappropriately. So what do you want from us? He says, okay, fine. Armelahem, Anibo Litrev, Bishvil. No. Bar Nicham Nisan At. Armelahem, Anibo. So he'll tell them, Anibo Litrev, Bishvil, Mo, Shaychemisha Benissan. I'm coming to collect for the other fellow. We both bought a Bachrayis. And if I'm really the one from the first of Nissan, so it means it was sold to him inappropriately. He has a right to collect from you. I'm coming with Harsha to collect from you. Who called him? No, he was first. This is Hayis. You were the later one. He says, okay, fine. I'm Lehem and Ibo, I'm coming to collect with my own power. So they'll be able to collect. Either way, he'll be able to collect now. Okay. Zakti Mishnah. Misha Hoyan Nosi Beis Noshim. Mumbocher Esedeyu. So he sells the field, which has been, Rashi says, which is meshubed to the ksuba. The bekasa rishonu lilo keach. Dinu devorim ainli imoch. So she says that she's forgoing her rights to make any claim against the lokeach. Now, So that's what that's the woman who got married first. But the woman who got married second never made such a promise to the Levkeach. Now the husband dies, so she goes to the Levkeach and takes the field. Well, then the first one says to the second, well, I have first right to the field. So Hashniya Metziah Mehal Levkeach, the second woman takes away from the purchaser, but Rishana Min Hashniya, but then the first woman takes it away from the second one. She says, but I had the right to the field first. Comes to Lekech and says, well, but you were Merkel the rights to me. But Lekech mean a Rishona. Lekech will take it back from the first woman. Because there is Chalila, so this goes around and around. I see Yasub Shor Benim until they make up Shor. Bechain Balchoy, Bechain Isha Balaskoy. Okay. Zakrashi, Machas Sadeyu. I'm a shubad the ksuba said, says. The field designated for her ksuba was sold, and she forwent her rights to the field. Her rishana shenosat the woman, but the woman who got married first forwent her rights to the field. Ashniya metziah kishiyomus bala. When the husband dies, the second woman says, "I never promised anything. I have a right to collect the Levkeach," so she collects it. Chayin Balchoy, but Chayin Isha Balaschoy, but Farash Begumor, what exactly is the case of Balchoy, but what's the Kiddush of an Isha Balaschoy more than a Balchoy? Okay. So Bori says like this. The Bori first grapples with this language, the Dibbet Dvar mainly Imoch, is that if that's a valid language to lose and to lose the person's rights for a claim on the field. So Morse says, so just because that he wrote up such a language, what is it? It's nothing. But Tanya, right? Person says any of these three languages, or Ainly Asik Bo, or Yadi Mishalaka Zaymano. Yimmy says all three. Lamar Klum, those are not binding languages. Just by saying that. So Moore says, Hachamay Skidan, Mishakarami Yadoi. That what's the problem? The Lashon is, I'm promising you that Din Dvorim Ainly Al Sadazu, I'm not going to have Din Dvorim, but I was not selling myself to the ownership of the field. So that's the problem. So the Maisa of the person has the field illegally, so that they're being forced to give it up. So Morris says no. That it right. So Yadis also means a lashon of I'm making a promise. I'm not going to bother you, but I'm not foregoing my rights to the actual ownership of the field. So promises are promises. You know, they're not binding. Whatever promises aren't, don't allow binding. I promise I'll be nice to you. Okay. I go to bed and I'm not nice to you. You promised. Like, well, so what is I promised? So what? It's a promise. It's not a mechila. So the worst problem over here is that these are not lashonas, which are language of being bisalki your ownership on the field. So she owns the field. So she goes to the cave to get on my field. She said, yeah, but you promised you wouldn't bother me. It's okay. I promise. So Yadi Tzalek Zemena means the more says it can be understood from the claim that I'll go to the field. That I'll bother you about it. Okay. So Morris says, but if you're kind of a Yodoy, so we say that the kinyan which your person is doing on the actual field. The Morris says, no. But he kind of a Yodoy may have, even if over here that they did a kinyan suitor, the Tinulakeach and the woman. The woman has the right to say that I wasn't serious about it. I was doing it to make my husband happy. he's selling the field, and he says, you know, dear, will you please just promise this fellow you shouldn't worry about that, you're not going to bother him about the field. Yeah, you know, you're going to forego your right to field. Yeah, I'll do that. Right? She's not doing it seriously. She's doing it because that's what her husband wants her to go through the motions. Where do you see such an idea? Milatanan. So a field which is a nichsei melug. So the nichsei melug, the husband has all rights to the field, but the woman owns the field. So the husband can sell all of his rights to the field. He can't sell the actual fields. So lokach mina ish, because of lokach mina isha. So the person went and bought from the husband, and then he went and bought from the wife as well. It's a mecca bottle. It's not a binding mecca on the field itself. Alma, why?
How does he buy the same property from the wife if he already brought it from the husband?
It's the same malug. So the same malug, the husband has all rights to the field, and the woman owns the actual field, right? That's the same malug. So he goes and buys from the husband all of the rights to use the field. Then he buys from the woman the actual field.
Yeah, okay.
Right? But she says, so it's not binding. The Moor says, Almi Yecherla Heat Shatimer. The woman can say, I wasn't serious about selling it. I just understood my husband wanted me to do this, so I did it, but I didn't really wasn't serious. So the same thing, so say the same argument over here. Okay. Okay. So say the same thing over here. So Amar Zera Amar Rav Chista Lokasha. Hara Meir of Hara Yehuda. So this is really Machlokes, and the Mishnah over there and the Mishnah over here are two different tanoi. Okay, what's Rav Meir? What's Rav Yehuda? You know what? Let's find out what Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda are tomorrow. Okay.